Angel Parents of Sheridan Gorman, This Was a Preventable Murder, Never Should Have Happened. By John Binder on April 22, 2026. Angel parents Thomas and Jessica Gorman say their 18-year-old daughter, Sheridan Gorman, was killed in a preventable murder that would have never happened if the accused killer, an illegal alien, had been turned over to federal agents. As Breitbart News has chronicled, 25-year-old illegal alien Jose Medina-Medina of Venezuela was arrested by the Chicago Police Department and charged with murdering Sheridan Gorman in a random attack on a pier at Toby Prince Beach on March 19. Prosecutors say Sheridan was with a group of friends on the pier when she noticed Medina-Medina hiding. When Sheridan and others in the group started running for safety, Medina-Medina allegedly fired a gun, shooting and killing the young woman, who was in her freshman year of college at Loyola University. In an interview with CBS News, the Gormans say Sheridan was really an amazing person whose life would not have been taken if state and local officials cooperated with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. They say it was a senseless tragedy. It wasn't, it was a murder. It was a preventable murder, Angel mom Jessica Gorman said. Clearly, there needs to be some cooperation between state and local government and federal officials, Angel dad Thomas Gorman followed up. When someone commits a crime and they've been here illegally, there needs to be cooperation. He was, you know, he was arrested for, yes, a nonviolent crime, but he also was here legally. In our mind, he should have been handed over to the feds at that point. Emphasis added. Jessica Gorman said she will never rest in her pursuit of justice for her Sheridan. They've awakened a bear. They've awakened a big grizzly mama bear, she said. I got to fight for my child. I have to fight for yours. I have to turn this devastating darkness into light somehow. About a week ago, Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee unveiled internal Department of Homeland Security, DHS, documents showing that agency officials, under the direction of former Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, were well aware that Medina-Medina had no valid asylum claim, did not have any form of identification, provided no United States contact or address, and made clear he did not fear being returned to Venezuela when he showed up at the southern border on May 9, 2023. The subject was unable to provide a valid U.S. address and/or verifiable point of contact. One of the internal DHS documents reads, the subject was asked and responded that they do not fear harm or persecution should they be returned to their native country. Yet and still, former President Joe Biden's DHS released Medina-Medina into the U.S., claiming there was not enough detention space, even while acknowledging he would be likely to abscond from immigration proceedings. Medina-Medina was arrested for Sheridan's murder less than 3 years after he illegally entered the U.S. just a month after his release into the U.S. by the Biden administration. Medina-Medina was arrested in Chicago for shoplifting but was not turned over to ICE agents due to the city's sanctuary policy. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.